You're listening to The Music Show on RN, and Julian Day is on the phone from Brooklyn, New York. Julian.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. But Greg Lake isn't.
That's right, poor Greg Lake. There were two big prog rock bands in the 60s and 70s that you may have heard of, King Crimson and Emerson, Lake and Palmer. Greg Lake was the man in common, and he has died at the age of 69. The supergroup really was Emerson, Lake and Palmer, famous for taking classical composers and taking them to stadiums world over, Bartok, Janacek, Aaron Copland. And improbably, he also wrote a best-selling Christmas tune in the mid-70s, I Believe in Father Christmas.
We're going to be hearing that a lot this year, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
And it all came out on vinyl, which is back.
Look, there was a recent study in the UK calling vinyl collectors middle-aged loners. I guess by definition that's me because I love my vinyl. They're very popular in the UK. They've experienced their eighth consecutive year of growth and have just outsold digital downloads for the first time since digital downloads became a thing. And it has been attributed to that gift-giving quality for Christmas because there's nothing really romantic about a pre-packaged download link.
No, there isn't at all. No, I know that there's something very disappointing about them, and they're obviously going to have to come up with something a little bit more celebratory, a little bit more festive, aren't they, if they want downloads to capture the imagination. Now, of course, long before there was downloads and even before there was vinyl, there were manuscripts.
Yes, no, if you are looking for that big special stocking filler, you've just missed a big one. And that is the manuscript autograph copy of Mahler's Second Symphony, The Resurrection, which at 232 pages has sold this week in London for a cool £4.5 million, which actually is kind of cheap, really. I mean, you can't buy a half-decent Sydney apartment for that kind of price. The interesting backstory is it belongs to an utter Mahler fan by the name of Gilbert Kaplan, a US businessman who fell in love with the work in the 60s, bought the manuscript and trained himself to be the world's best-known amateur conductor, and I underscore the word amateur. He ended up conducting the symphony with huge orchestras around the world, one player saying, sadly, he had a very poor sense of time.
Yes, apparently he did. And that was the only piece he conducted.
That's right. Yeah, Talk about limited palette.
Very limited repertory. But the Beethoven manuscript may not be by Beethoven.
No, that was also for sale at Sotheby's. So if you are looking for that stocking filler, it's still up for grabs. It was a single page of an 1817 string quartet by Beethoven, which failed to sell. And the reason was that a Beethoven scholar emerged out of the woodwork saying that it's probably not by Beethoven, but by a copyist. Sotheby's is very angry because he didn't even look at the score to tell, but other scholars have backed him up.
Right. Well, of course, you might just know. You might not need to look. We don't usually talk about American politics. Well, not unless it's to do with Donald Trump. On this occasion, it's to do with Chelsea Manning. Why?
Yes, well, Chelsea Manning's the famous military whistleblower who's now serving a very long spell in jail. The singer Anoni has come out imploring Obama to release Chelsea Manning. Anoni has hit YouTube with a special message asking Obama to, quote, recognize her tremendous sacrifice and that she poses no threat. And has also released a track called Obama at the same time.
Okay, well, when he's not listening to that, he's been congratulating Martha Argerich.
Indeed, Martha Argerich was one of several big-name musicians who won a Kennedy Center honor in Washington this week. It was doled out by the current president, Barack Obama, in probably his last big public appearance as president. Martha Argerich took out one of the prizes, as did Mavis Staples, James Taylor, and members of the Eagles.
Right, okay. And now, let's come back to Bob Dylan's Nobel Prize. It really does keep on giving this gift, doesn't it?
It sure does. Look, I mean, obviously he won the world's best-known prize, the Nobel Prize for Literature. He took weeks to even acknowledge the call and has now announced that he won't be attending the ceremony because, get this, he has other commitments. I mean, what other commitments could you possibly have to skip out on this? Anyway, he is sending a proxy in his place, and it's another living legend, if you've got to send someone. It's Patti Smith, who will sing music by Bob Dylan and even give a lecture on role models.
Fantastic. And there is to be a speech read out as well at the dinner.
Yes, Dylan has written a speech which will be read out in his honour. He's actually contractually obliged to give a lecture on his work at some point in the coming 6 months. Who knows if he'll deign to give us that?
He might have a prior engagement.
That's right, other commitments.
For 6 months.
Exactly.
It's not quite the Nobel Prize, but it's the richest composition prize in Australia. The Paul Loewen Awards were announced this week.
Yes, and commiserations. I know you, the present company, you were one of the nominees, Andrew. But yes, the awards have been given out. They're given out every 2 or 3 years. Firstly, to a big orchestral work, then to a song cycle. And the ultimate winners this year have been Lachlan Skipworth for a young composer and shakuhachi player. He won $25,000 for his clarinet concerto. And Brett Dean, I think he should be absolved from any future prizes because he just wins them all. He has won for his string quartet number 2, which has obligatory soprano, hence the song cycle.
Yes, indeed. We've, of course, talked to Lachlan Skipworth about his clarinet concerto on the show. And on tomorrow's music show, we're going to be talking to Brett Dean about his prize-winning piece, and indeed Where It Leads, which is his opera Hamlet that he's writing for Glyndebourne. Julian, thank you very much indeed for bringing us the news, not just today, but all year.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Have a very happy Christmas.
It'll be a cold one.
It will, yes, that's right. Thanks a lot, Julian. Julian Day, composer and Classic FM presenter, and trying to keep warm in Brooklyn, New York at the moment.